Welcome to Welcome Home with Brandon Bartow of Bartow Builders on WOMT and Cub Radio. Today's program is made possible by these industry experts: Carpets Plus, Lakeland Landscape, Bank First, Park Regency Management, Brown Building Center, Maritime Plumbing and Mechanical, Bricks, Century 21 Aspire Real Estate, Madsen Tiling and Excavating, Smoky Bar Beer Heating, Extreme Audio, The Fitness Store, and by Bartow Builders, a tradition of quality. And now your host, Brandon Bartow. This is Welcome Home.
Bartow Builders, a tradition of quality.
Good morning, Lakeshore, and thank you for listening to Welcome Home. I am Brandon Bartow, your host, and today in the studio we have John from The Fitness Store, and we're going to introduce him in just a second. But before we do that, I want to share with our listeners that my operations manager at Bartow Builders, Lindsay Krause, is going to be co-hosting this show with me more times than not, and maybe sometimes having to host it for me if I have other functions or events that take me away from the radio. But we thought that we'd bring in a different dynamic, so Lindsay, I wanted to welcome you to the show and thank you for being here with us as well.
Thank you, Brandon. I'm excited to bring another voice and perspective to the show and be spending my Tuesday mornings with you all.
All right. Thank you. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet. I appreciate you coming on and taking part where we can let our listeners know that you're going to be a regular on the show. It'll be great for them to be able to get some advice when it comes to fitness equipment, bikes, all kinds of details. I've listened to you on other things in the past and have had the pleasure of being a customer of yours, and I know that you're very knowledgeable about your products. So our listeners are blessed to be able to have somebody such as yourself. Let's start off talking about The Fitness Store. What is the history of The Fitness Store and where are you currently at?
Well, thank you. Yeah, I started at Wolf Cyclery, if some of you remember that, 26 in Washington, back in 1977. In 1993, I left to start The Fitness Store, and I've been at a few locations since then. We started on South 8th Street. Some of you remember we moved out to the mall, so we were right outside the Yonkers store in the old Brooks storefront for quite a few years. Then we moved down to South 10th Street, right next door to, well, it was Tijuana Rose. I forget the bar that's in there now, but South 10th Street, kind of kitty corner from the Quick Trip store. Sure. And then we found that one of my customers, Southside Fitness, or the club as some people knew it as, was going out of business, closing up. And he came in and he says, you know, I'm going to have to close up shop. And I says, well, what are you going to do with the building? And before I knew it, I owned a new building on South 14th and Dewey Street. So it was kind of the goal to get into a building in that 7,000 square foot range is what I was looking for. And it turned out it was exactly what I was looking for. So we did a little build out of it. And we've been in that building since 1993, providing home fitness equipment sales and service, commercial fitness equipment sales and service. And of course, because fitness equipment is definitely seasonal, it's nice to fill in those months, the summer months, the warm weather months, with bicycles. And since I had a history of working with bicycles at Wolf's, we took on bicycles at the fitness store as well.
Okay, great. Now, there's one thing that you said I just want to check. You said you've been in that building since 1993. Did you mean 2000? Oh.
I've been in business since 1993.
The building on Dewey Street, how long have you been
17
there?
17 years in that building.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what year that ends up being, but 17 years it's been. So.
Let's not do math.
Right, thank you. It's way too early for that.
Right, yeah. Well, good. All right. So, yeah. So what I would want to focus on today, because I think that it is not only timely because of all the New Year's resolutions that are out there, but also probably more importantly, just making sure that people have the understanding of what is a good piece of fitness equipment. So I'd like us to talk about fitness equipment today and differentiate maybe what you can find at the box stores or buying online. Sure. And what that looks like as opposed to buying from the fitness store.
Yeah, this is very timely because not only did we have the New Year's resolution starting as of last week, but we have a new retailer in Manitowoc that just opened up that also sells fitness equipment. So we'll talk about that. But one thing I wanted to say is that the tie with Bartow Builders and the fitness store and building homes and remodeling homes, and I think this is something that people should really possibly consider when they're either building or remodeling, is putting in that fitness room. Because one thing that I found years ago, people would buy a piece of equipment, they'd buy an old Schwinn Airdyne back in the day, and they put it in their basement, and it sat next to the water heater. It was cold, and it was damp, and it wasn't fun to be down there, and pretty soon that Airdyne was now collecting, you know, things. Stuff was sitting on it. Pretty soon it wasn't getting used. The benefit of getting the equipment into a room that you're comfortable about being in, whether it's that spare bedroom or that room that you've designed in your building plan specifically as a fitness room, is going to make it so that that equipment is much more enticing and much more apt to be used regularly. And that's what we want to see. I don't want to sell you a treadmill that you use for the first 3 weeks and then, you know, it becomes a place for things to collect. We want you to use it for year after year after year. And having it in a room that you're comfortable about being in is really critical to that.
And as we move forward, that will be the collaborative approach that Bartow Builders would take. And I know, John, you work with other professionals in the area as well, that, you know, the hope and the intent is that they are including you on the details and the information as it pertains to the build out of this space. So making sure that we have the right dimensions to get on and off of the equipment, making sure that there's the wingspan for some of the things that you may need to do, the height for running on top of a treadmill, those are all things that you can help with.
You hit every nail on the head there, Brandon, because we talk about where are the windows located? Where do you plan on putting the TV? Where are the outlets? How high is the ceiling? Ellipticals require higher ceiling heights than, say, a treadmill would. So we look at all of those options. And also one of the things you just mentioned, too, is we work with other people. And I just this morning got an email. And Alex, if you're listening, I got your email. Alex Ali just emailed me and said, we'd like to set up delivery for the 87-unit building that they're building right down by the river for February, the second week in February. So we the fitness store, is putting that commercial package in that facility too. So it's not just home equipment that we work with. We work with those building commercial, whether it's a commercial apartment building, a condominium association, it could be a corporate office setting, it could be a gym, a health club. We work with all of those settings, but it's nice that we do get that local support. And the Alis helped us with that as well when they decided to choose us for that project.
Yeah, I know that they've chosen you for a couple other projects too. And yeah, they've been very good to you and to a lot of people on the Lakeshore, as we've had on this show. When it comes to the fitness equipment, John, I'm curious to know, like, how does somebody differentiate between a piece of commercial fitness equipment and maybe what somebody would deem as residential?
Sure. So the industry basically divides up the equipment into three categories. We have home equipment, which our home equipment is still really well designed, well engineered, well put together. Then we have light commercial, which we'll put into smaller apartment complexes, condominium associations, places where the use isn't as great as a full-blown club, but still greater than a home. And then we have full-blown club equipment. That's what we'll put in the YMCA, we'll put at the Wellness Center, we'll put in the Ali's new project. So there's three different categories. The catch of it is, of course, the big drawback sometimes is when we put a home piece of equipment in a commercial setting, we kind of lose our ability to warranty it.
Mm-hmm.
But we, more importantly, we open ourselves up to liability concerns that we don't want to deal with. So we're pretty sure that if we're going to sell a commercial facility, it's going to be commercial quality equipment. It's going to cost a little bit more, but it's going to be a heavier duty, more solid, well-supported piece of equipment.
Awesome. This is some great advice that you can take on fitness equipment. We are going to take our break at this time, and we're going to come back and we're going to talk to John in depth a little bit more about each of those lines of equipment.
Bartow Builders, a tradition of quality.
I hear you are looking to update your home, but you don't want to do a major remodel. Bartow Builders can help. We can bring you the latest trends, assist in budgeting, and assist you in the design and selection process. Learn more about how we can help with all sorts of projects at BartowBuilders.com.
Bartow Builders, a tradition of quality.
Apartment Hunters, Park Regency Management has the apartment you need in the location you want. Locally owned and managed, Forest Creek Apartments in the Harbortown District, Regency House next to the Senior Center, River North Apartments and Washington Park Apartments in the heart of downtown, and River's Edge Apartments for lakefront living. All offer carefree, maintenance-free living, modest to spacious, classic to luxurious, from Harbor Town to downtown. One number, one call to Park Regency Management and you're in touch. 684-1531. That's 684-1531. Or go online to parkregencymanagement.com. Live carefree, call 684-1531 or visit parkregencymanagement.com. 684-1531. Park Regency Management has the apartment you need at the location you want.
At Bank First, we take great pride in supporting our community. We believe by working together, we can transform lives and build stronger communities for our future generations. Giving back has allowed Bank First to develop meaningful relationships with local families, businesses, and nonprofit organizations. We believe these relationships strengthen us and the communities we serve. This is just another reason why it's different at First. Bank First, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Carpet Plus of Manitowoc, we have a reputation you can really stand on. We've been servicing your flooring needs for 30 years and providing you with selection, service, and know-how that you've come to depend on. We carry a wide selection of vinyl flooring, hardwood flooring, and carpeting from America's leading mills, which means exceptional value that you'll love. Stop by our showroom at 3315 Calumet Avenue in Manitowoc and see for yourself why Carpets Plus Manitowoc is the place to shop for carpet, vinyl flooring, and hardwood flooring. Free estimates on flooring and insulation.
Mattson Tiling and Excavating is celebrating their 50th year in business. They provide excavation and septic system work in Manitowoc and the surrounding counties and have an experienced, efficient, and reliable staff. Customer service and satisfaction are their top priorities. Contact them for a free estimate for your next excavating or septic system project at 920-758-2784. That's Mattson Tiling and Excavating, 920-758-2784. Trust the professionals. Mattson Tiling and Excavating.
We all know Old Man Winter is here, so let Extreme Audio get your vehicle set up with a remote starter or heated seats. They carry the best and most affordable remote starter systems available. This year, make sure you are all set to be warm and toasty with a new remote starter or heated seat professionally installed by Extreme Audio. Stop in today to schedule your appointment at any one of their area locations.
ExtremeAudio.com. Upgrade your life.
And now, let's get back to Welcome Home here on 1240 Radio WOMT.
And we are back, and today we're talking with John from the Fitness Store. We are talking about fitness equipment, and very timely, great time of the year to purchase a piece of equipment, have that put in your home, but more importantly, as John stated, let's put it someplace where you're going to use it. Not out of sight, someplace where it's a good reminder for you, but also in a space that's great. So multiple people can help you out with that, including John himself. John, we talked about the equipment before, and we were talking about the different lines. My question would be is, I assume that there are questions that you are asking the user or the buyer to understand the level of equipment that they should be buying.
Yeah, absolutely. When somebody comes in looking for a treadmill, for instance, we find out how many people in the family are using it. It's being used, if it's being used for walking or running. And we have to very sensitively ask, so what's the weight of the largest person using it? So all of the machines in the store do carry certain weight limits. Most of them are extremely high, so it's usually not a problem. But we also like to know, just in the event that there's an issue where there is somebody that's in need of excessive weight loss, we want to make sure we start them out on a piece of equipment that's going to support them and not give us problems, let's just put it that way. We don't want a treadmill stopping while they're walking on it because it's overheated. So, yeah, we ask a few questions, even the number of people that are using it in a family. So as you increase the number of people using it, that increases the amount of time that the machine is going to be used throughout the course of a day, which ultimately means we want to put a higher horsepower motor treadmill in a setting where there's multiple people using it. Or if you've got a case where son's out for cross country and daughter does track and everybody uses it and really uses it hard, we want to make sure we're putting in a durable enough, stable enough, solid enough piece of equipment that'll withstand the use of all of the people in the family using it throughout the course of a day. So these are important questions that we do ask. And of course, these are the questions that don't get asked when you go buy a piece of equipment at another store.
I was just thinking the same thing. I mean, they, no disrespect to those stores. We've got somebody in there doing their job, and you want that piece of equipment off of the shelf? Let me go grab a forklift and we'll get it down. And here you can go through the checkout aisle. And they have no idea who the heaviest person is using the piece of equipment, how many times or how many hours a day that piece of equipment is. So now it fails and you got to go buy another one, or you got to deal with the situation. You're not in any better of a situation had they just gone to the fitness store and did it right.
This is absolutely correct. And one of my ads that I do, and I haven't done it lately, but it's Bic lighters are disposable, ballpoint pens are disposable, but your treadmill shouldn't be disposable. And really, that's what it amounts to. People come in and ask me if we'll repair treadmills that are purchased at, you know, the discount stores. And quite honestly, we can't get good support from those manufacturers. If we can't get the support to fix the treadmill, we really just can't do it. So ultimately, it comes down to, you know, you try to find somebody, but ultimately, it probably comes down to you having to replace it. And so now you're replacing machines every few years. Buy a decent one right off the bat, and you probably, one, you're going to get the support from us, because our treadmills, the lowest warranty, parts warranty treadmill is 5 years. Most of my treadmills have a 10-year warranty, and one brand uses a lifetime parts warranty. So the warranties are extremely good on our machines. And then we also are fairly knowledgeable. I say fairly because I want to pat myself on the back too much, but we've been doing this a long time. If we come to your house because you've got a problem with your treadmill, a squeak, a clunk, it's not working, Josh or myself can come in, we can take care of it, get it back up and going again. And we do know what to look for. We know what to fix. We don't waste your money and your time on fixes that don't fix the issue. So I think, again, that all goes back to buying from a specialty store, which is what we are. And of course, buying local is important as well. I think it all, you know, makes it that we would be the best choice to buy your fitness equipment from.
You bet. I couldn't agree with you more there. John, speaking of fitness equipment, we talked about treadmills. What other equipment is available at the fitness store?
Sure. So, you know, besides the, if you break it down into two categories, cardio would include.
I should have said cardio. Yep.
No, that's
sorry.
Okay. So we have cardio, which is going to include, of course, treadmills, elliptical trainers. We have upright exercise bikes, recumbent exercise bikes. Rowers have actually come on in popularity recently. I've seen more people interested in buying a rower lately than I have in a while. And then we've got kind of a specialty group of equipment. We've got a vertical climber where you're almost like, it's like you're climbing a ladder. I've got one of those in the store. I've got a seated stepper where, and sometimes you'll see it at a rehab facility where you're sitting in a recumbent designed machine, but instead of turning your legs in a circular motion, you're pedaling, you're pushing back and forth. We have that available as well. So we've got a lot of possibilities. As a, for instance, right now, and I just counted yesterday, we have 27 different models of exercise bikes alone, just bikes, not ellipticals, not treadmills, just exercise bikes. So if somebody wants an amazing variety, we have it. I mean, everything from, like I mentioned, the upright seating position, the recumbent bikes. We also have, you got to jump in here. Get me to shut up for a minute.
Oh, you're good. This is awesome.
We also have dual action bikes. So I mentioned the Schwinn Airdyne earlier as something that I sold way back when. We still have Airdynes. That's a dual action upper body, lower body air bike. So, you must have a question for me.
I was just going to ask, when it comes to this equipment, how has the equipment changed over the years? If somebody says, I had a bike, you know, 40 years ago, how might a bike today look different?
It's funny you asked that just a moment after I said how the Schwinn Airdyne's been around for 40 years. So so some things have stayed. Some things have gone away. Schwinn Airdyne's, I couldn't sell them 10 years ago, but now people want them again. So step machines. Step machines are things that, boy, everybody wanted a Stairmaster 20 years ago. And now I've got some really nice used Stairmasters, but I'd have to probably dust them off before somebody had an opportunity to try them. It's been a while since we've had a Stairmaster sale. Of course, the other equipment, the treadmills have always been popular. And the things that are changing there is we're starting to see more connected workouts. So as you might see on some of the brands on TV where you're actually watching a large screen. I mean, I've got one of my treadmills is 32-inch screen on it, touch screen. It almost makes you feel like you're part of a classroom setting because the instructor is right there. It's really pretty awesome. So those are the things that have evolved as we've moved forward. And of course, there's more things that have evolved as well. That's just a touch.
John, what about product availability? Where are you at with that in your world? I mean, all the rest of us were impacted during COVID. On the building supply side, we've very much normalized other than a very few products. Where are you at in your world?
Well, right now we're great. There was a time in January of 2021. Take that back. January 2021. I had a stack of sales tickets, 35 deep, of people waiting for treadmills alone. And I was just waiting and waiting and waiting. These are people that had ordered them, had paid for them, and we were just waiting for them to come in. That is completely gone. We've gotten through all of that. Very few people canceled, and I want to thank the people of Manitowoc for not canceling and hanging in there with us. It took a while, but we made it happen.
Awesome.
Now everything is really good. My business model is such that everything on my floor is my display model, my demo model, I guess you could say, which, let me throw one more bit in here. It gives my customers the opportunity to try the machine before they buy it. They're not just ordering it by a picture. They're being able to try it. Once somebody comes in and says, yes, John, I want that model, we order it for them. And usually 7 to 10 working days, we set up a delivery and bring that new machine to your home and set it up in your home.
Awesome. That's great information for our listeners that they can now be thinking about. If you want a piece of equipment that you can be using before the end of January, get into the fitness store and talk with John and Josh and see what they can provide for you. Let's take our last break in the show. We'll come back and wrap up with John from the fitness store.
Check out Bricks in historic downtown Manitowoc for happy hour every Tuesday through Thursday from 4 until 6. Stop in and enjoy half-price wine, tap beers, and rail mixers. Happy hour at Bricks is the perfect time to meet up with family and friends, go out with your coworkers at the end of the day, or take a client out for a more casual meeting. Stop in today, Bricks, at the corner of 8th and Washington, Manitowoc.
Has a salesperson asked you to buy an extended warranty lately? Hi, this is John from the fitness store. You just paid good money for that new item, and now the salesperson is trying to get you to spend more money just to make sure it lasts. Seems crazy, doesn't it? At the fitness store, every piece of quality home fitness equipment comes with a 3-year labor warranty and up to a lifetime parts warranty at no extra charge. For the finest fitness equipment and the best warranties, stop at the fitness store on Dewey Street in Manitowoc. The fitness store, serious equipment for serious fitness.
Maritime Plumbing. For all your plumbing needs, turn to the people you can trust. Maritime Plumbing is a proud local business that is dedicated to customer service and quality work. Maritime Plumbing will provide same-day service on your water heater or sewer issues. And Maritime Plumbing always offers after-hours emergency service if you should need them. Further servicing your needs, give Maritime Plumbing a call to schedule a free estimate for trenchless lead water and sewer replacements and avoid tearing up your lawn. Give Maritime Plumbing a call at 682-8794. Maritime Plumbing, Manitowoc.
Smoky Barbier Heating, whatever it takes.
Your home is where you should feel the safest, but the air can be more dangerous, up to 5 times more polluted than outside air. Let us help you take the steps to make it a healthier home with our Bryant Whole Home Indoor Air Quality Solutions. Get cleaner air today.
Smoky Barbier Heating, whatever it takes. Century 21 is fire grill. Recognized, respected, recommended. A real estate team built on community relationships, built on trust. The professionals of Manitowoc County. Buying or selling, count on us online at C21Aspire. Century 21 Aspire Group, recognized, respected, recommended.
When it comes to your lawn, trust the pros at Lakeland Landscape. They offer a variety of services like lawn installation and design, landscape renovation, retaining walls, brick paver sidewalks, and so much more. Or if you'd like to DIY, they can recommend, provide, and deliver everything you need to do the job yourself. They offer free consultation and estimates. So trust the pros at Lakeland Landscape in Manitowoc.
Hi, this is Paul Brown, letting you know that Brown Building Center is fully open for business weekdays, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Whether you want a fabulous new kitchen, weather-tight replacement windows, or a whole new house design. And as always, we offer free in-home measurements and free local delivery. Give us a call, stop in, or visit us online at brownbuilding.com today.
Build it, fix it, do it now.
In Manitowoc, Brown Building Center.
You're listening to Welcome Home, presented by Bartow Builders, here on 1240 Radio, WOMT.
We are back with John from the Fitness Store. Today we are talking about home fitness equipment, and that relates to multiple levels of detail in that equipment. John, I want to remind our listeners, because of the fact that we live in a McDonald's world, everybody wants things now. So if you don't get it in 10 minutes, then we get frustrated. So remind our listeners, if they are thinking about a piece of home fitness equipment, the lead time on that is roughly a couple weeks.
Yeah, 7 to 10 working days is what I figure. Typically, we get it to you before that time. So the way it works is you place the order for the equipment. I immediately place the order from the manufacturer. They ship it to me. Then it comes in. Josh, my right-hand man, he calls, sets up a delivery. Everything that you buy from the fitness store comes to your home fully delivered, as long as you're within a 30-minute drive from Manitowoc, and also assembled. And we go through the operation with you. So once we get it to your house, we're not only putting it together, but we're going to go through the operation. So you understand, the minute we walk out the door, you should be able to get on that treadmill or that elliptical and start your exercise program, knowing exactly how to use the machine.
That sounds great, John. So for our listeners who have never been to your store, what experience can they expect when they step into your storefront and say, hey, I'm looking to explore some equipment?
Great, good question. So I think what we've tried to put together is the biggest selection, the biggest collection of equipment that you can find virtually anywhere. I don't think there's a store even up in Green Bay that carries the number of units, the possibilities that we have. So when you walk in the store, it is seasonal. When you first walk in the store this time of year, it's going to be all fitness equipment. That's all you're going to see for the most part. And you're going to see exercise bikes. You're going to see, like I mentioned, 27 different models of exercise bikes. You're going to see a ton of different models of treadmills, elliptical trainers, and some of these specialty machines that I referred to earlier. But we also are a full-service bicycle shop. And of course, being a seasonal kind of thing, bikes take back seat right now to the fitness equipment. So you have to walk a little deeper into our store to find the bicycles. But obviously, they're all still there. They're just not quite as front and center as they would be. But the experience that you'll get at the fitness store is you're always going to get waited on very promptly. We're going to go through the question process like we talked about earlier to make sure we understand what it is that you're looking for and what application it's going in. Because a commercial setting, we have commercial customers that walk in our door as well. We want to make sure we're putting the correct machine in the home. And we also talked about earlier about finding out who in the family is going to be using it, a little bit more about them. We want to find out if we're putting the right piece of equipment in the setting that we're dealing with. So this is all important stuff.
And John, you talked a little bit about the difference of service that they can expect from the fitness store. Can you touch on that?
Well, one thing that we always offer is everything in the store has a 3-year labor warranty. That means that, for instance, the manufacturers require us to give a 1-year labor warranty. That means that during the first year, if we do have to do service work on your machine, we can bill them for it, the manufacturer. We go to second and third year. We can't bill anybody for that time, but we're still going to cover it. So you're looking at a 3-year labor warranty, a 5 to 10 year parts warranty, depending on the manufacturer, and the knowledge that you always have us to fall back on if you do have any questions or problems with that piece of equipment.
John, I thank you for being on today, and everybody knows, can you real quickly tell the address of your store location for somebody that may not?
We are at the corner of 14th and Dewey Street, 1410 Dewey Street in Manitowoc.
All right. Thank you for being on today, John. Looking forward to many shows down the line. Catch us back here next Tuesday morning for our next episode of Welcome Home. Our guest will be the folks from Maritime Plumbing. Have a great and safe week, everyone.
Welcome Home with Brandon Bartow of Bartow Builders was made possible by these industry experts. Carpets Plus,